well, I'm doing something I kind of like doing, you know. For him, he probably doesn't like, probably wants a few more numbers. So, I mean, you know, he's a bit more gung-ho.
But he hasn't done any numbers. I had to do the numbers.
Well, that's
and
it.
And I'm not supposed to be touching him.
But I don't know how much Scott was talking. Like,
Scott didn't talk to me at all.
No, I know.
I volunteered it. Bro, yeah. I was like, if it needs to be done, I'm doing it.
Yeah.
No, I'm waiting on Steve.
No, that's no, I'm glad you did that.
You know, and how far have we come since then, too, as a result?
For sure. Well, I thought it was like, that's it. But I still think him as an asset.
He's definitely an asset, but I agree with Scott's decision. Well, not decision, but Scott's thinking of not having him on the board.
If we put him up in management first, we'll see what he does. Like, again, he'd
be the person to work his way into the board as opposed to actually, or like Ernest Rue.
He would be one of the last.
Yes. He'd be definitely one of the last.
I mean, that's understandable. But
he failed with those fall apart, that's the damn thing. But Scott has been doing the lead of Scott, let's say.
No. Scott's been telling me that
Steve, you speak from bringing in the lead.
But that's it. Steve has his role. He's bringing in those leads, right?
Of course.
So that's why it's still integral. Like, he is failing.
It is very much.
There is no one else that's doing it. I can't just say he's not doing it. He is doing a very important...
No, I agree. He's very much doing his job. He's not coming to the meetings, though.